Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Of course, we know that the Tour de France starting this weekend with the Israeli team being led by Chris Froome. He is, of course, the four times winner. Incredible that that Israel has this team. But it comes with very, very particular focus. There's concerns, of course, around anti-Semitism, not only in sport in general, but is there anti-Semitism in cycling? Well, we wanted to chat this morning to Clinton Efron, his founder. He's the principal partner, as well as Ron Baron, who is the founder of Israel Cycling Academy and Livemore Investment Group, Team Israel Premier Tech. So Clinton, a very, very good morning. Ron, a very good morning to you both. How are you doing?
All pretty good. Best regards from Jerusalem.
Absolutely.
North from Florence.
Oh, so there we go. So we really are all around the world this morning. Let's just understand what's your guys' involvement in the Israel team?
Maybe I can speak for myself, and then Ron can jump in.
Sure.
I've become a co-sponsor and partner of the team since I moved to Israel a few years ago. In fact, I got invited to the team through Ron, and he has a lot more background. He's been involved with the team for much, much longer, but that's at the moment my involvement.
So, Clinton, have you always been involved in cycling?
I've always been a cyclist, but I've never really been involved much in professional cycling.
Okay, and how is this experience? I mean, it must be awesome to enjoys the sport to become so close to it.
Yeah, it's incredible. I mean, unfortunately, right now I have a conference, so I was not able to make the opening, which is on Sunday. Mm-hmm. But Ron will be able to speak to that. But I'm going to be joining the team, hopefully, in the middle of the tour for about a week or so. So looking forward to that.
Yeah, what an experience. And what's an amazing thing to be involved with. Ron, give us some background on your side.
Yeah, of course. Thank you very much. So first of all, I'm in Florence, and we are about to start the Tour de France. It's actually the fifth, number five Tour de France that the team will be participating. Mm-hmm. And we have a very strong roster of riders, and the team has been doing very well this year after two more difficult years. The team is probably ranked top 10 or 15 worldwide.
Amazing.
And we expect to have a few wins in the Tour de France that will start here in Florence and in Nice, because of the Olympic Games. It cannot end in Paris this year.
Ah, of course.
And Florence was also the inspiration to start the team 10 years ago. So 10 years ago, we started the team with a vision to be the first professional Israeli team and get an Israeli rider, an Israeli flag to the Tour de France, which actually happened a couple of years later. And then the team also became very competitive amongst the best teams in the world. And we had the Giro d'Italia, the second biggest cycling race in the world in Israel. So
yeah, I remember
hundreds of millions of people
incredible.
could see normal Israel. And the idea was first to make history by being in the Tour de France, which is like the most known race in the world, and second, of course, to become also the team of the Jewish people. And we have a lot of good partners like Clinton, who also made Aliyah and rides with the team and supports the team, and we're happy to have always more partners, but we are moving ahead.
That's incredible. It really is amazing. Has the team been impacted in terms of involvement since October the 7th?
So the big answer is no. We're doing well, and as you see, we are participating in all the races. And actually, we did even much better after October 7th. We did for security reasons. Took the name. You know, we have like 50 cars all over Europe, and 150 people walking around Europe. So we took off the name Israel.
Right.
Just from the
From a security perspective.
From the shirts and from the buses. And but we would race, of course, with the name Israel.
Sure, sure.
So just not to put any of those guys in risk.
Right, right.
But I didn't, we didn't have any events. So now I guess that the security is enhanced and more significant.
Right,
I mean, I was yesterday in the synagogue of Florence. There were more policemen than people in the synagogue.
It's a sad situation, but that is. And in terms of encountering any, you know, we've obviously seen pressure, you know, that Israel shouldn't be at the Olympic Games. You know, we see a lot of this type of pressure around. Is there any of this negative pressure in the cycling within the sport?
Actually, no. And actually, we broke the glass ceiling. When I started the team, I couldn't even put the name Israel on it. We called it Cycling Academy because I couldn't get races with the name Israel in Europe. I mean, in some places, Eastern Europe, Spain, they didn't like it so much. Then after Sylvain R. Adams, he's a Canadian entrepreneur, joined the team, we put back the name Israel and we pushed our way through. And now everyone knows the name. We have some of the best riders in the world, like you mentioned, Chris Froome and many others. They're riding and wanting to ride for the team. We have and wanting to sign long contracts with the team. So they don't seem to be concerned with the name. So it's about also, you know, doing the right thing. And then when people see that it's a successful team, they want to join you.
Absolutely. Nothing wins like success. That's absolutely true. The cycling in Israel, a lot of the sport and the excellence in sports came from people who came from outside of Israel. Has it changed within Israeli society as well in terms of the uptake of cycling in amongst Israelis?
From my point of view, the existence of the team changed the cycling scape in the cycling in Israel changed a lot in the last 10 years because of the team. This is what you asked.
No, so what I'm asking, about how cycling as a sport in Israel has been adopted. Has it become more of an Israeli, more of an Israeli sport?
Yes, of course. In the last 10 years, many more people are cycling. Many people are watching professional cycling because of us. Mountain biking, road biking became it's a very big sport in Israel. Probably the most popular sport in Israel, eh?
Clinton, I was going to ask you your thoughts.
I read a statistic recently that it's the fastest growing sport in Israel. And, you know, we have a number of riders on. I think we have 30 professional riders in the team at the moment. And quite a large percentage of those are actually Israelis, and they on merit. So it's a team because the team's there. There is a lot of the underlying clubs and a lot of the other riders that have aspirations to ride for the team. So I would say there's been a very, very positive impact internally in terms of cycling.
And I don't think you should underestimate as well the value of pride. You know, sitting here in South Africa, we watch the Israeli team, with such immense pride that it's a team of achievement. And, you know, with everything that Jews and supporters of Israel have endured, that all of us have endured since October the 7th, you shouldn't underestimate the value of success. I mean, no pressure, but the value of success when Israeli teams like this do very well and show this level of excellence. It does something for not just Israel, but for Jews around the world.
Absolutely. We're committed to the team, and that is the message. The message of peace and diversity, and that's the message that we want to send out. So that's we concur with that.
So that is absolutely incredible, and good luck. Well done in this amazing work that you guys are doing. Good luck. We'll certainly keep a very close eye, Clinton Efron, as well as Ron Baron from the Israel Cycling Academy, Livermore Investment Group, Team Israel. And good luck to you. It is 8:45. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.